Jepson, Benton County Commissioner.
Cole Sweeney, Detroit Township.
Kim Madsen, Cormoran Township.
Steve Lindo, Forest Township.
Tommy Eiley, Detroit Lakes.
Nick Bowers, Erie Township.
Harvey O. Lake.
Kyle Barber, Bedford County Planning and Zoning.
Vicki Bradbury, Bedford County Planning and Zoning.
All right, thank you. Minutes from the previous meeting were sent to us ahead of time. We reviewed them at our meeting last week.
Motion to approve.
All right, motion by Harvey to approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Tommy. All those in favor, raise your hand. Pose same sign, motion carried. All right, I'll go over the protocol for this evening's meeting. We'll introduce any old business set aside from a previous meeting, then introduce new business, which will consist of conditional use permits, change of zone, and preliminary plot approvals. I'll ask the applicant to step forward, introduce their application. I would ask no one in the general audience to direct any comments to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those who would like to comment on the application. After all is spoken, we'll ask the admin staff to read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate. This board is one of recommendation to the County Board of Commissioners. They will address the planning zoning matters around 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, November 5th. Oh, election day.
Yes.
All right. All right, please shut off any cell phones and we'll begin. First applicant, Kyle.
First applicant is JAA Land LLC requesting a final plat for a common interest community consisting of 28 units, known as Turtle Lake Toy Locker.
All right, is there anybody, is the applicant here? Anybody to speak for the applicant? Please step forward and state your name.
Mr. Chair, members of the Planning Commission, I'm Greg Anderson, the applicant. I believe everything is in place and we should be ready for final approval so we can move forward with the project.
Any changes from the preliminary?
No, not at all.
All right, any questions for the applicant? All right, thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Anybody here in the audience to speak to this application? Anybody else speak to this application? All right, any written correspondence not in our packets?
No, sir.
All right, with that, we will close testimony, open up for discussion of the board or a motion.
I motion to approve.
I'll second.
Got a motion by Tommy and got a second to approve the final plat. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Second applicant, Sunset Farms Incorporated, requesting a preliminary plat for a common interest community consisting of 7 units to be known as Old Pen Storage.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the Planning Commission. I'm Scott Wald with Meadowland Surveying. Here on behalf of Ross Mickelson, who's also here for the owner of the project. This is a 7-unit storage condominium. There is one existing building built there, and then he's proposing 6 more units. Other than that, it's pretty straightforward storage condominium.
All right, any questions for Scott? That's good. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Anybody else in the audience to speak to this application? Anybody else to speak to this application? All right. Any written testimony, Nikki? No? That we will close testimony, open it up for discussion of the board.
There's commercial buildings already there and it's between the building that's existing and the road. It's a good spot for it, in my opinion. So.
I agree.
If there's no further discussion, I would entertain a motion.
I motion to approve.
Got a motion by Nick. Do I have a second? Second by Tommy. Any further discussion? Hearing none, call a vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Third applicant is John and Deanne Amundson requesting a conditional use permit to replace the retaining wall. I know there was some discussion at the tour. Not by statute, but by ordinance, they need to see if the CUP replaced, even if it's failing. That's the reason.
All right.
I know that was questioned.
Good evening, members of the commission. I'm Nate Lucas with Lakes Area Landscaping on behalf of John Amundson. Essentially, a homeowner has a old timber retaining wall that's failing, getting quite a bit of runoff into the riprap and off into the lake. And we want to rip out the timber retaining wall and replace with a concrete retaining wall, something a little more permanent, just to help with the erosion and wash out into the lake.
All right. Any questions for Nate?
It says repair existing riprap.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of washout on top of the riprap, so we want to get out and clean that out too, and add probably some riprap where it's needed.
Okay.
There's quite a bit of dirt and everything that just kind of washed out on top of it, so it's going to need some work. Once we replace the retaining wall, then clean up the riprap, but we likely wouldn't do the riprap work without doing the retaining wall.
Sure.
What kind of precautions are you taking to prevent any of the soil from eroding down into the lake?
The retaining wall is pretty close to the lake itself, but we would have a silt fence up along the entire shoreline before we start work and through the completion of the project.
Okay.
How do you get down in there? It's a pretty steep slope.
It's going to be tough. There's going to be a lot of man work. We can get an MT towards the top of the hill and we can drop material there. Other than that, it's going to be a lot of guys running up and down the hill.
Okay, so there's not going to be a machine probably down in there doing
not that. Down toward, not at the shoreline, because I don't think that was one thing we were trying to look at, and I don't think we can get the excavator down there.
Yeah, that was my concern too.
Yeah, so we have a chute where we can send concrete blocks down a sharp hill, you know, send the blocks down, and then they just make their way down the bottom. So that will be a lot of the man work getting the blocks down the hill, but it'll be a lot of man digging and smaller machine work too.
Are those the kind of blocks that interlock?
Yes, with the locking lip on the back.
Okay, yep.
And there will be geogrid fabric and drainage rock behind the retaining wall too. Yep, for drainage.
All right, any other questions for Nate? All right, thank you, Nate.
Thank you.
Anybody else in the audience to speak to this application? Anybody else speak to this application? Any written correspondence?
No, sir.
All right, with that, we will close testimony. Open it up for discussion.
Yeah, it's what's there now, it leaves a little room for improvement. You know, that's not much of a wood retaining wall. It's pretty thin. So, yeah, good on them, I guess, if they're looking to upgrade what they currently have. So, because eventually that's going to fail.
Yeah, I agree. It would be a great improvement to it. It's at some point that thing's tipping in. So.
Yep, just a matter of time. So they're getting ahead of it.
Yep.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Got a motion by Harvey to approve. Do I have a second? A second by Tommy. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Next applicant, Fortner Remick, Revocable Trust, requesting a conditional use permit to replace the retaining wall.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Mark Wheatley with NW Landscaping here on behalf of Scott Remick, who's my client, the homeowner for the project. And yes, as you'll see, we're hoping to get a conditional use permit, similar to the situation the last one, replace the boulder retaining wall that's there. Currently, it's, I guess you could call it one wall that's probably 8 feet high, about 50 feet long. What we're hoping to do is do two separate walls, 4 feet high each, with a gap in between it, so we can put some native plantings in there to help stabilize the soil. And then also the steps going down the lake, it's a mixture of timbers and gravel rock that's eroding and wearing away. We'd like to replace those with precast concrete steps, individual units that are stacked together just to improve. And then also redo the riprap that's there that's not really doing much of anything to help stabilize the shoreline. The homeowner states he's losing shoreline each year with the ice push and just erosion in general. So those are the three aspects of the project that we're hoping to do.
Any questions for Mark?
There's no cement, it's all boulders?
The wall would be boulders, replacing what's there with bigger boulders. The cement would be the steps, individual cement steps.
And that's a pretty steep area too. How do you plan on getting those boulders down there?
Similar situation before, you know, a lot of it, you can't get equipment down there. So we've done small equipment to the top of the hill, I don't know if you saw where the deck is, and get the material down in front of that. And then we're proposing, if this gets approved, in the wintertime, come across the ice with the rock for the riprap, just so we don't have any equipment there while the ground's soft and unstable to get down there. Mm-hmm. So for the riprap, we hope to come across the ice and then everything else by hand from up top.
Okay. The steps, are you going to do anything with those down to the lake at all?
Yep, we're hoping to rip all the old steps that are there and replace those with 27 new individual cement steps.
Okay, those steps are a straight shot from the top of the hill, basically from the house down to the lake. Is there some way, something you can do to divert water out to the side to, you don't get a big long haul of water with dirt?
One thing we have talked about is bringing them back closer to the house to start with. For the first step, and then incorporate a couple 4x4 flat landings in between, so it's maybe 8 steps at a time with 2 or 3 landings in between, just for access, you know, mm-hmm. take a break or whatever. His parents are elderly, so he doesn't want them to have to walk down the straight steps either way. So yeah, we would incorporate landings to break up the steps.
Any other questions for Mark? Thank you, Mark. Have a seat. Anybody else in the audience to speak to this application? Anybody else speak to this application? Kyle, any written correspondence?
No, sir.
All right. With that, we will close testimony, open it up for discussion or a motion from the board.
Again, I think it's just improving from what's there, right? You know, if we get improvement, that's what we want, right? Okay.
Especially if they use vegetation.
That's been said, yeah. You're going to stop that. So I'll make a motion to approve.
All right. Got a motion by Cole. Do I have a second? Got a second by Nick. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Our next applicant, Casey Clem, requesting an amendment to an existing conditional use permit. Court of document number 654801 to remove stipulation number 6. There will also be, in the correspondence you saw, there will be a request to change stipulation number 2 as well.
Good evening. Casey Clem of KAT Sand and Gravel. Just like what Kyle was saying, just to renew our conditional use permit. Luke from Ottoman Township put a couple of requests in too. I don't know if you guys got those.
Yep.
Something he said, be nice to change the route of direction for the traffic of the trucks coming out there. We don't use the pit that much, but we just have one way in and one way out. Something Luke wanted to throw in there.
So do you have a project coming up? I saw you were busy when I drove by the other day. Putting a pretty big pile of sand up, or were you just
prepping for next year? Okay. Five. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was nice and dry, so.
Right.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
Not now. But we're just trying to get ahead of the program. So.
How far back on that property does that gravel go?
It just goes back to the, well, the cornfield to the north or the soybean field. So that's where it stops.
Right, I mean, that's where this property ends. Is that where the gravel ends too? I mean, there's pretty good gravel all the way back
through
that point?
All the way back through there, yeah.
Okay.
And the floor is coming up because the gravel's running out, so the clay is coming up. So we're not keeping that transition all the way through. We're actually coming up, so we're not going down. So.
Okay.
Some idea on how many truckloads you haul out of there a day, if if there is such an average or anything like that?
If we get busy, probably 10, 12 loads a day, a couple days a week. There's times we don't even go to that pit, probably once every 2 weeks. We don't use the pit that much.
Okay.
Now, Ottoman Township, they do buy gravel, so if they're graveling roads and stuff, then we'll haul out of there.
Well, this was originally a 5-year put on it. Do you expect like another 5 years of gravel there? 10 years? Of course, you don't, based on how often you go there, right?
I mean, right. And right now, we're in transition, maybe buying the adjacent property, Corey's place, and maybe using part of his field and putting it together. So it could be 5 years, it could be 10 years.
Right.
So, I mean, that's up to you guys if you want me back every 5 years or. Be nice to get rid of the limitation, but
yeah.
I got the pit certified with the county, so keeping the weeds down, everything's certified now. So. Yeah.
Good. Any other questions for Casey? Thank you, Casey.
Yeah.
Anybody else in the audience to speak to this application, please step forward.
Adam Dunnigan, my wife and I, we own the Chapel House. The gravel pit's not quite adjacent, but close by the Chapel House. I guess the biggest thing is we don't necessarily agree with an infinite time frame. We'd like to see some duration, and then like to see that land reclaimed at some point. So, understand where you're coming from as far as, you know, 5-10 years, but you know, we've already been at 5 years, so.
Do you guys have that property for sale?
We do, yeah.
Right? Okay. I thought I had heard that, so.
Yeah.
All right, any questions for Adam? Thank you, Adam.
Yep.
Anybody else in the audience to speak to this application? Anybody else speak to this application? All right, and there was one written correspondence from the...
Yes, from Ottoman Township.
Yep. Everybody got that? Had a chance to read it?
There is a supervisor here if anybody has questions as well.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions for supervisor? For Rodman? So, all right, with that, we'll close testimony. Open it up for discussion. You know, as part of that, what we received from the Ottoman Township was, you know, the initial request was to eliminate the 5-year lifespan, and then Ottoman Township had asked to remove stipulation number 2, which is no travel on the east side of the campground via 230th Avenue. Because going the other way is actually, they have roads that it's damage is worse because it's sloughs and low and soft in the spring. So, any discussion?
I don't think getting rid of a limitation is the right answer. I mean, because you know, whatever growth out there, you know, there is, and I think there should still be a timeline. But I mean, they can always come back and revisit, right? If it still fits to make use of the property, then great.
Yeah.
If stuff changes in that area, I mean, it's relatively close to town.
The permit that was sent, or the request that was sent out to the neighbors, did that only specifically say anything about stipulation 6?
It would, yeah.
So can we make any other stipulations without having notified the other people to know what, you know, because they may not know that
right.
We're gonna make any action on that stipulation.
Yeah, it could go both ways.
I understand where they'd want to go with it because that's gravel being hauled on that road primarily. That's probably where most of that, the, you know, where that's coming from, to go around then, go on 15, cut back around, and then you know, you're putting more miles on to go right past another gravel pit.
My only thought is the stipulation was put on there, I'm assuming,
right,
because of the campground, and if the campground's not aware that that's even a possibility that we would potentially be taking it off.
Okay, yeah, and I just asked.
The residents of the campground wouldn't be notified though, right?
We didn't actually state what stipulation six was in the posting, but we also didn't get any calls requesting what that stipulation was.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to go back and Dave and I were talking about it on the way up here. Casey, do you remember, did Forest Hills even comment on that, or how did we get to that? Do you remember?
I think the agreement was, well, obviously no crushing or screening from the end of May till September 1st. He was concerned about in the summertime, from June 1st to September 1st, there was a lot of truck traffic passed from the campground. And I don't foresee that being a problem. I mean, we could come in the other way, and I go all south and go down towards Strata once in a while, empty. But that's the biggest thing Luke was saying, is we graveled at North and South Road 230th last year. We want to do that again. And 185th east to west gets done from 15 all the way to 10 next summer to make, you know. So the biggest thing is that the gravel that we're putting up out there is testing out really good. So the auditor is going to be buying more. But the agreement with the campground was, is he was concerned from June 1st to September 1st, not a lot of traffic coming by. And I made sure of that.
Well, I think what we could do, just to stay transparent, you can act on six and we'll table two, and you won't have to pay that fee again. We'll have a mailing fee to those people to notify them of what two is. We've got Ottoman here, he's here in support. We have those correspondence, so we can put that on another agenda. Does that work?
Yeah. Would be good.
All right, so do we need the applicant to table? Two, I mean, it wasn't actually part
we
of this.
Two.
We can just table
we can
it.
Table
so
two, we got time.
Yep.
So you're only acting on six. So that would be to he requested to remove, so you could remove or amend.
Remove or amend six.
The lifespan.
But that's all we said. Application is it's number six.
Right. Right, so we're not going to act on two.
Right. So that's what I'm saying,
right?
This application is only number six.
Yep.
So do we have to worry about two?
No. Technically, no, but I want to table it for him here so he doesn't pay that fee. Okay.
Yeah, it's just to save the fee. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, because if you would prefer to not have to, I mean, I think we can support it. We just want to make sure that
right.
We do notify those that could be affected by it.
Yeah, including those two that are, you know, that's our, because that puts the traffic in front of them, which they didn't even know to speak about that when they were up here last. So that would give them an opportunity and whoever else is on that side as
yep.
well.
Would yep. you have any concerns outside of wetter time of the year, just in case if we do notify these other folks and there is
somewhere is. I mean, that's Cat Hill Sloughs year round. It's
okay.
Those I didn't know if they're wet year round. So.
Right, I didn't know if it was more a springtime issue or what you had going.
It's primarily spring, but.
Okay, but if you have concerns outside of that as well.
Right, it is a year round
okay.
soft road.
Just so we understand.
230th is a built road.
Right.
Those are.
Okay.
All right. Any further discussion?
Speaking on number six, for me, I would just remove it. I mean, a mile and a half from here is the biggest gravel pit in Becker County, and he's taking out minimal loads. I just let him take it out. I'd remove it.
I know where you're coming from there, but it's a whole different operation. There's, you know, limited out. County, probably the busiest county highway in the whole county is their entrance and exit. That's what I would say. But I think that's just.
Yeah, stuff too is, especially he's talking Clay's moving up too. You don't know how much gravel, although he's about halfway, it looked like, back in the lot. But
just thinking of how long that would take.
So when we do it,
it's hard to say. That's hard to say. Twelve loads.
I'm doing it every day.
One every other week.
Number or limit on that.
Right.
Same thing back to Metro. We limited that because that was kind of in a more little kind of residence around.
Well, that's a neighborhood.
Yeah, that was a little heavier populated area.
Well, 200 campers is pretty populated.
Yeah.
There's a lot of population that's.
Right, but I don't think, do they use it? Oh, right, for earshot. I'm just thinking more for traffic.
In the summer.
Right, but driving is what I'm.
Right, but there is that component that's eliminated.
I'm just being cognizant because they don't get notification. The campers are campers, right?
Right.
The owner gets it. He's got to represent all the people that are not here. They don't get letters. They don't have mailing addresses there. They have no representation.
And is there stipulations on the crushing?
Yep.
Yeah, June, July, August.
Okay.
And we do have the option to go, you know, instead of 5 years, go 10 years, you know, to give a little longer timeframe, but yet it's not indefinite.
Yeah,
because like I say, the population could look, you know, what builds around there as things move out could look a lot different in 10 years than what it does today. Five seems short, you know, but we don't want to make them come back every 5 years, but you know, 10 years, things might look completely different and, you know, and you probably have the majority of Nevada there in 10 years. You know, besides, but what? He will be?
Yeah.
I think just met me and I'm like, yeah, I won't be here. I will be here in 10 years to see this again. I can't see it. So.
But that's fine. We can say 10 years, but, and then after 10 years, he'd have the option to come back and renew it, too,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
That's really good.
I'll make that a motion, Mr. Chair.
So will the motion be to amend 6 to a 10-year lifespan and table item 2 for a future meeting?
I'll second.
All right. Got a second by Nick. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call a vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Well, that is everything on our agenda. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion.
Got a motion by Kim. Do I have a second?
Tommy did it.
Tommy, all in favor, raise your hand. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah. How's you been, Kyle?
So.